Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland to close 34 government schools from 2026 to 27. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung O Paton expresses concerns over low enrollment in government schools. Union Minister B.L. Verma reviews development projects in Chumukedima, reaffirms focus on healthcare and agriculture. And Northeast Football League launched with Japanese partnership. Now the news in detail. The Nagaland School Education Department will close 34 government primary and middle schools across the state from the academic session 2026 to 27. A notification issued on Tuesday said the decision follows approval of the state-level education committee based on the physical verification report of zero enrollment and non-functioning of the schools. The schools to be closed include 11 each in Woka and Zuneboto, 3 in Kifre, 2 in Meluri, and 1 each in Longleng, Mokokchungmon, Newland, Peck, Shamator, and Twensang. The department also merged 17 government schools from this academic session. Further, 23 new private schools across the state have been granted provisional permission to open. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thung O Paton today raised concerns over the poor student enrollment in government schools. Addressing the 53rd General Conference of the Lotha Students' Union at Old Changsu Village, Mr. Paton said that 11 government schools under Woka District are likely to be shut down due to very low enrollment. He noted that many parents prefer private schools over government institutions. Mr. Paton also encouraged students to work hard and use their talents and skills to earn a livelihood instead of depending solely on government jobs. The Deputy Chief Minister further emphasized the importance of preserving culture, traditions, and one's roots. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, today visited key development sites in Chumukedima District on the final day of his two-day visit to Nagaland. He inspected the palm oil plantation at Chumukedima Village, where he reviewed progress under the National Edible Oil Oil Palm Initiative and interacted with farmers and officials. He underscored the importance of palm oil cultivation in enhancing farmers' income, promoting edible oil self-reliance, and strengthening the rural economy. Mr. Verma also inspected the facilities at the Health and Wellness Center at Dipupar B. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthening healthcare services, particularly in rural and semi-urban areas of the Northeast. The fifth edition of Rusuma Orange Festival 2026 is set to be held on January 30 and 31 at Rusuma Local Ground. This year's theme, Abundance of Rusuma, will highlight the village's oranges alongside other agri and horticultural organic products, handicrafts and local cuisines. Addressing a press conference today, organizer Nisa Tonio Jale said the festival will also feature other activities such as cultural presentation, games, food stalls and sale of orange saplings.
This festival aims to promote the welfare of the village, encourage local entrepreneurship, and also to recognize the hard labor of orange growers and to bring to you the taste of Rusuma oranges. The festival will take place under the aegis of Rusuma Village Council, including other departments such as Agricultural Department, Horticultural Department, Rural Development Department, and some other departments as well.
Advisor Tribal Affairs H. Tovihoto Ayemi will grace the inaugural function on January 30. Organizers have set an upper limit of 140 rupees per kg for oranges during the festival and will provide local guides for visitors interested in touring the orange orchards. They highlighted Rusuma's rich orange growing history dating back to the early 1940s and said that the 470 of the total 570 households in the village are now engaged in orange farming. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Beti Bachao Beti Padhao campaign completed 11 years today. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said daughters are revered as Lakshmi in India. He said that it is a matter of great pride that today India's daughters are creating new records across every field and contributing significantly to the nation's progress. The campaign was launched in 2015 as a response to the critical issue of gender imbalance and the declining child-sex ratio in India. Over the years, the scheme has achieved remarkable success. The national sex ratio at birth has improved to 930 as compared to 918 in 2014-15. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at the Hyderabad Metro Rail project, a report.
Hyderabad, the capital of Telangana, has emerged over the last two decades as one of India's most dynamic metropolitan economies, driven by rapid growth in information technology, pharmaceuticals, manufacturing, and services. The Hyderabad Metro Rail project was conceived as a high-capacity mass rapid transit system to provide a reliable, efficient, and sustainable urban mobility backbone for Hyderabad. Phase 1 of the Hyderabad Metro consists of three high-density corridors spanning 69.2 kilometers. The project was reviewed at the highest level under the Pragati mechanism chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 30th December 2015. Prime Minister issued a set of decisive directions to ensure that institutional and financial bottlenecks did not hinder commissioning. Given the project's PPP structure, the Government of Telangana, the Department of Economic Affairs and the Ministry of Urban Development were directed to closely coordinate to ensure smooth and timely commissioning of the metro. These Pragati-driven interventions brought clarity and momentum at a crucial stage of the project. As a result, the Hyderabad Metro was able to progress in a coordinated manner across all three corridors, with successive sections becoming operational and rapidly attracting ridership. Hyderabad Metro has significantly reduced time travel on some of the city's most congested corridors, improved safety, and offered a reliable alternative to private vehicle use. Mua for Akashvani News, Kohima.
The State Directorate of Fire and Emergency Services has expressed concern over the continued indiscriminate burning of forests during the dry and windy season. Despite efforts by firefighters, village volunteers and support from district administrations and police, forest fires continue to pose a threat. The department noted that authorities have repeatedly notified total bans on forest fires, citing serious ecological consequences. It urged the village councils and public to take proactive steps to check such practice and take action against offenders. In 2025, the state recorded 188 forest fire incidents, with Kohima district alone accounting for 91 cases. In a major boost for football in the Northeast, state football associations of the region have partnered with Japan-based firm BestServe Incorporated to launch the Northeast Football League. In this regard, a deed of contract was signed on Monday in Guwahati. BestServe chairman Luis Nakawa and international development manager Joseph Kovac attended the signing ceremony along with representatives from all eight state football associations of the Northeast. The proposed league will offer a structured professional platform for local players, while supporting state associations in achieving financial self-sustainability. It is expected to enhance competitive standards, nurture grassroots talent, and provide exposure to professional football environments, positioning the Northeast as a key hub of Indian football. And in cricket, Nagaland scored 206 in their first innings against Baroda in the Ranji Trophy Elite match today. At stumps on day one, Baroda reached 139 for the loss of one wicket, trailing by 67 runs. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Nagaland to close 34 government schools from 2026 to 27. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Paton expresses concerns over low enrollment in government schools. Union Minister B.L. Verma reviews development projects in Chumukedima, reaffirms focus on healthcare and agriculture. And Northeast Football League launched with Japanese partnership. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.